If you've got comments, questions, all you got to do is hit star 6 on your phone line. And we've got some people who are doing that, so talk away.
Vance?
Yes.
Hi there, Linda from Westbrook. Wonderful call. I wanted to share something real quick that I that helped me a lot when I joined, back in the summer of 06. And the one thing about this business that we love and our message that we have for the world is it's about timing. The thing that I think that helps me a lot is that you cannot say the wrong thing to the right person. And just in reverse, you cannot say enough right things to the wrong person.
Absolutely.
So I love the three, you know, the 3 points of the numbers. I love that because I've been using that a long time, too. And that really helps me a lot. It's not about persuading. It's not about convincing. We're sharing information. And when it's the right person, it doesn't have to be perfect. It doesn't have to be scripted. It comes from your heart, and it comes from your experience, and no one can take your testimony away. And just share from that. When it's their time, it's their time. And when it's not, it can be a back burner situation. Follow up with them in 6 months or a year. They're in a different place in their life, and they're more open. I know too many stories where people looked at this and said, no, no, no. And the second or third time around, it's like, my gosh, where was I? It wasn't their time.
Sure. And that's one of the things that Gary and Marjorie pointed out last week when they said it was a compliment to me, their sponsor, when they said, Vance, you were never pushy.
Yes.
We don't have to be pushy, but at the same time, we do have to, as June just said, we do have to follow up. So please don't, you know, say, oh, I don't want to be pushy. I've gotten more obnoxious over the years, and some of you, that's no surprise. But when I call people back a second time and leave a second message, or even a third, and they don't return the call, or pop me an email, or send me a text or something, I just, my common line, and some of you are going to think this is mean, or some of you are going to think it's funny, because it's meant to be funny, but I just say to them in the third or second or third message I leave on their voicemail, it goes something like this. Hey, I'm sorry to hear about the accident. I know that you broke all 8 fingers and both your thumbs, but when they do heal up and you're able to push the buttons on the phone again, here's what I want you to push. Here's the number, and then you can get back to me. But take your time, because I know digits take a while to heal. And, of course, they laugh and think, and it softens the blow. But bottom line, if we can be responsible adults and the people we're talking to can be responsible adults, follow up in a timely manner and hold them to it, especially if they said that they would look at the information or they would go through it or they'd watch a video or whatever it was that we gave them, or we're following it up to get together with them to sit down together. So, anyways, I think that's about it. Let me run through some quick announcements. I already told you about Amy Morgan next week, and I'm trying to think of anything. No, if you were on the kickoff call, then you heard the new format, which that's going to be the standard from this point forward. It's not going to be a corporate-led call as much as it's going to be a field, someone from the field sharing what's going on. There's going to be more recognition, and you heard Dr. Gary present that. Dr. Gary will be with us in a couple weeks, by the way. Still trying to confirm the date on that, to do an encore presentation of what he did on Tuesday night, so to give us more information of how they're closing 80% with an environmental pack. What is it they're saying? And most of you don't know Dr. Gary, so I want him to share his whole story of how he was introduced to NECAN, and anyhow, so that'll be coming up. So comments, questions, concerns, star 6 on your phone line, and that'll put you in live, and you can ask away or throw
Hello, Vance.
Good morning.
Good morning. It's Lynn Green Carlin from Pennsylvania. I'm just going to lose your airtime a minute just to say hello to June.
Okay.
I don't know if she's still there.
Well, no, I think she probably heard it, but
okay.
Good to have you on the line, Lynn.
Well, we both are moved from New Jersey to various parts of the country in the last year, and I just wanted to say hello to her. I haven't spoken to her in a while, and I loved her presentation. As usual, she's the best teacher in the whole world.
Well, I thank you for jumping on and being on the line, Lynn.
Okay.
Okay, great.
Hey, Vance?
Yes.
Yeah, this is Will Johnson down in South Carolina.
Good morning, Will.
Good morning.
Did that, Will, can I ask you before you say or ask your question or what? You specifically asked me last week for napkin presentations. Was that beneficial, what June and I shared this morning?
I'm about to say that to especially to June. June and I were together when they had the, I don't remember, it was Team Diamond or the Nikin meeting up in Buffalo, New York.
Okay.
We traveled around together, and we were both brand new, pretty much.
Oh, my goodness.
And one of the, I'm really amazed at how much she's progressed, but the interesting thing is that I had went out to Niagara Falls, and I don't remember if she was with me at that time or not, but we went into a, I think it was a Denny's right there by the border, and I had approached, as we were leaving the restaurant, I approached the cashier and started talking to him, but I didn't know where to go from that. I got him interested, and I think one of the other more experienced consultants started talking to them and gave them a napkin presentation. I wish I had had that skill at that time, but June has come a long way because we were both green at that time back in Buffalo, New York.
So I'm
thrilled to hear her and appreciate all the things that she's sharing with us here.
Well, and I think Will, I think June would agree that it's not about any natural talent or ability. It's no different than one of my biggest pet peeves is when people say, oh, I'm terrible with names. And the last few people that have said that to me, I know they weren't ready for my response to them because I literally grabbed them by the shoulders and I shook them and said to them, eyeball to eyeball, stop saying that. You know, that's equivalent in my mind. I know this is a graphic illustration, but that's equal to saying, well, I'm not very good at discipline, and I beat my kids on a regular basis, and I know I shouldn't do that. It's like stupid. If you know there's a problem, stop saying there's a problem and just deal with it. Change. Make a decision to change. And where I'm going with this, Will, is you shared that, you know, June has come a long ways. We can all grow faster or slower. It's totally up to us. And if we want to perfect, and Will, I would encourage you to get a hold of whoever in your upline that you most emulate or that you want to emulate, and whoever that is, and say, hey, can you share with me some of the things that you say to people that you get a really good rate of response? Because if they're part of your upline, they're getting paid on your success. And if they're not getting paid much based on your success or lack thereof, then say, I want to increase this. I want to make this worth your while. And that's the way network marketing works. And if you'll get them on the phone or in person, either or, and just ask them, hey, what are some of the things that you say or some of the phrases or how can I improve on this? And get on some of the calls. There's a lot of Nikin calls that happen a lot during the week. The Bojabi presentations every Thursday night at 7 p.m. on 7 p.m. West Coast, 7 p.m. East Coast. So that's on the West Coast, that's 4 o'clock in the afternoon or 7 o'clock. On the East Coast, it's 7 o'clock or it's 10 o'clock. Either way, there's two times to get plugged into those, and what they're presenting in 30 minutes or less is just fantastic, and you'll start to learn some of these phrases and these skills, and before you know it, you know, stuff's happening.
My sponsors are Chuck and Claudia Branham, so I'm about 8 down from the top with Dennis Williams and Dave Johnson, and I have a lot of direct information from Dave Johnson. But I follow, Claudia Branham has encouraged me to follow with Rick Murphy, and you are the two that I spend my time with.
Okay, well, I'm flattered. I would also, because part of your upline is Ed Weins, I would encourage you to pick up the phone and call him and say, Ed.
Yeah, he's up here in North Carolina, right not far from me also.
I know.
Yeah.
Put him to work, and he won't get upset with me telling you to put him to work.
Oh, of course. Okay, well, thank you very much, and hi, June. I sure miss seeing you.
I think she's off the line.
No, I'm on the line. I'm
You heard all that. Good.
She doesn't remember me.
I remember you. I do.
Oh, okay.
Very much.
Great.
All right. Well,
hi, Babs. This is Doug.
Good morning, Doug.
I've been on the call this morning. It was just right down the alley for what I needed. One of my projects today is sit down and do some bullet points to improve what I've been doing, and I really got some good advice today from everybody that talked. I do have one question. I was multitasking here, and I managed to miss how I get hooked up with Gary and his 80% success rate. I think you mentioned a couple of times, but both times they flew by me. Could you review that for us all?
It's in the works. He will be on this call in the next couple weeks. I don't have the date set yet. So my goal is to find out, to explore that, because what he did on the kickoff call on Tuesday night is basically gave us a teaser and shared, these are the results we're having. And he kind of shared what they were doing, but he didn't go into enough detail so that I think we could duplicate what they're doing. I know they're focusing in on vital wellness, you know, sleep, water, air, nutrition. But if that's the case, why are 80% of those people, like you know, we said, why are they coming around with the environmental pack? Because that's more focused on water and air, the two in the middle. It's not focusing on nutrition and sleep. So not that there's anything wrong, because we want to get people started with something. But why is it that they're choosing that, and why the environmental pack? I mean, you get a great big bang for your buck with it, but why that? And so, and I'm curious, and I want to know what, just like everybody else, what are they doing?
All right. Okay. I'm looking back on my Tuesday night notes, and I didn't catch the name of the person or the 80%, but I do have some notes here, I see.
Yeah.
You're right.
It was
very,
yeah.
Very brief.
His last name is, Lindner, L-I-N-D-N-E-R. He's a platinum, out of the Bay Area, and he'll be with us again. I don't have the date pegged down yet because we're still working on that. But
okay.
So.
Well, the environment pack was the first thing that I got because I'll just tell you my reason, because I thought it was the quickest thing to do something to. Get rid of having to go get water from the store or from an artesian well or from someplace. And even then I was unsure what it was like. So I wanted the pure water right away.
Mm-hmm.
And also, my wife has allergies. So getting the air system had an immediate advantage. We know we have some contaminants in this apartment we're in because there were smokers in here in the past. And it wasn't all cleaned out. That's just one example. Who knows what else is around? So those two things just said, okay, I'm going to go for it rather than a day pack. That, you know, that'd be nice to have those things, but I got it later. But I wanted those things immediately, and that was what really motivated me.
And that's what other people see when the information is presented. So, you know. inquiring minds want to know, and my immediate question was, okay, Gary, how are you presenting this? You
know, yeah, I'd be very interested. Okay, well, thank you, Vance.
You're very, very welcome.
Good call today.
Good.
Hi,
all
Vance.
Right. Yes.
Hi, Vance. Mary Lou Reardon here.
Good morning, Mary Lou.
Good morning. Boy, you and Joan did an awesome call today, and Joan, it's already posted on your Facebook page. June, it's already up there. So, anyway, I didn't mean to call her Joan. I know she's June. Anyway, it was an absolutely awesome call, and we're doing in-homes every other week here, and we start out with that Healthy Child, Healthy World, do a quick presentation, and then we also really focus on the Environment Pack. So it's just an awesome fit. That's a great place to start cleaning it up. So
well,
thanks.
And, you know, I probably should have shared this, and but it'll have more benefit when Dr. Gary is on the line. But when we woke up yesterday morning to literally, when I woke up at 5:45, 6 o'clock, whatever it was, I felt like somebody, as if somebody had lit a burn pile in our living room. I mean, our entire house was filled with smoke. And you've been to our home, so you know, 45 miles up the gorge, just across from Hood River, in the little town of White Salmon, 1,500 acres have been burned so far, and we had 30, 40-mile-an-hour winds yesterday that brought all that smoke right down the Columbia River and deposited. And I mean, I talked to people all over the community yesterday, and some were worse than others, but we're right in it. And so shut all the windows, shut the screen door, turned all the air units up to the third setting, and within about 15, 20 minutes' time, I kept going inside the house, outside the house, smelling outside, and coming back in. Totally cleared up. And I thought, this is wonderful.
Amazing.
Yeah. So what do you do in a home if you don't have a Nikan air unit? You know? And we don't even have the newest one. We've got the original and then the second version. We don't even have the newest one. So I'm going, man, imagine how much better it would be. But I talked to a gal yesterday who, I don't know if it was the smoke that did it, but she emailed me, asked me a bunch of questions. I emailed back, and 3 minutes later, she said, done, already ordered it. It's on its way. And she lives just up the road from us. So I thought, well, I guess that, you know, natural disasters such as a forest fire, you know, are good for us. I mean, well, good for us in a lot of ways. Not good for the people that are in those areas having to evacuate. So, but
I'll tell you, can I tell you a real quick one about the air machine?
Yeah.
We had some people here at our house. They came. They wanted to check out the sleep system. And so, you know, we demonstrated the sleep system, gave them the rollout and the whole bit. And anyway, got to chatting with them, found out that, gee, we knew some of the same people up in Washington. And before you know it, I mean, we are best of friends. I don't think things happen by accident. But they ended up staying here for, about 2-3 hours. And all of a sudden, my cat come walking out of the bedroom, and this woman goes, you have a cat? I go, yes. And she said, my husband's terribly allergic to cats, and her husband had been here the whole time. And I said, well, that's interesting. I said, we've had people stay with us for the weekend, and, you know, they've been said that they're allergic to cats, but, you know, with these air machines, I really think it cleans it up. And she said, okay, tell me about the air machine. Before she left, she bought the sleep system and the air machine. So anyway, the cat can sell air machines.
Hey, I'm not trying to trump you on all these stories, but you remind me, last Sunday, 6 days ago, we all piled, the Rogers family, minus my older brother and his wife and their kids. So how many of us were in there? 11. So dad, mom, my brother Nick, his wife Christy, their two kids, Stacy and I and our three kids, we piled in my parents' van. We drove to Seaside to the Oregon coast for the day. Well, mom insisted on bringing their new kitten, which is fine, but I am terribly allergic to cats. We have a cat. I don't have any problem when I'm with our cat in our home, but in a van, with not having the traveler with us, on the way back, Emily insisted on holding the cat. Well, the cat got away from her, got into my lap. 20 minutes later, I'm dying. I mean, my eyes are burning. They're itching. I'm starting to get the runny nose thing going on. And I'm going, get rid of the cat. So the cat had gone back in her little box. But as soon as we got home, I was fine. But again,
yeah.
It's, you know, and that's one of those things that we forget the value of what we have until something happens to remind us of that. But anyway.
Absolutely.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Mary Lou, for sharing that. Great reminder of the power of what we have.
Vance, it's Barb Satterwhite.
Good morning, Bob. I've just scribbled myself a note to call you and apologize because I knew you were on the line. And
It's okay. We need to end it because it's probably late. But I just wanted to thank June for, and actually June and I have the same vintage 15 years in Niken, so... and I just want to add that the biggest thing for me is just have the intention of forming relationships and be out there. I just love it. Just be anywhere, everywhere. You're going to meet people, and as June alluded to, you just have an interest in them, and things happen faster than they do with trying to present in my mind. So I just wanted to add that in, and things just happen all the time because of it.
And the key, again, is have the intent of building relationships.
Amen.
That's where it all starts. That's where it all finishes. You can't go wrong with making a friend. And I think, again, the more we use the wake-up story, people realize that. Well, we're just sharing a solution. That's all we're doing. That's our whole goal is to, you know.
Let me just add about that. I always share that little video, but what I say at the end is, this is what I am, a friend sharing solutions.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's exactly what we, and that's what Niken is. So you really dovetail in, allows you to dovetail into just that simplicity of it. We're just sharing something that's very vital and very natural, and we love it.
Yeah. And you, I like the way you sign all your emails with that at the bottom. That's your signature line. It's a friendship.
Well, it's only been one person that, just by having that there, one person has actually said, I want to meet with you, because she looked at that. I've left it there because I think it's so powerful, and hopefully some more people will do the same thing.
Yeah. No, why not? Why not? If they click on it, so much better than, you know, forwarding a cutesy story or a political satire joke or whatever. It's something that actually genuinely means something. Yes. Wonderful. Okay, well, if there's nobody else that's on the line or has a comment or a question, I'm going to sign off and finish doing my sewing here. And I know you guys, all your ladies especially, are making fun of me because I'm sewing up my own demo bag. But I like to sew.
I'm
very relaxed. Very, very relaxed.
So does Larry.
Yes.
So does Larry. He'd be doing that too, Vance. So good for you.
Actually, so would Don, because I don't sew and he does.
It's fun, and I stitch mend all my own jeans when I get torn knees or put patches in them, and the girls know that if something needs to be stitched or fixed, they bring it to Daddy. Yeah, getting in touch with my feminine side or something. Anyways, okay, gang, I'm going to sign off. Thank you for so much for doing your contribution and everybody else who was on the line. And
Thank you, June.
And if
thanks,
there's anything else I can do during this week, up ahead before next Saturday, please call me, email me, text me, whatever, and we'll go from there. So have a great week, everybody, and we'll talk to you next Saturday, if not before. Bye-bye.